Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, Timms, T-I-M-M-S. Darren Timms is a 59-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work on 6-14-22. Period, he was moving a drum of liquid when this occurred. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation and treatment culminating in surgery on a disc on 1-9-23. Period, this helped lessen the pain, but he still has ridiculous symptoms to the foot. Period, he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Timms was seen at Virtue Emergency Room on 6-15-22. Period, he had a history of chronic back pain, hypertension, and degenerative joint disease of the hip with replacement. Complained of left lower back pain that occurred while at work. Period, he stated he came home and put a heating pad on it and got up and noticed some tingling down his legs. Period, he tried Tramadol with some relief. Period, he had a history of arthritis, comma, chronic back pain, comma, hypertension. Period. He reported achy left flank pain radiating into the thigh with pins and needles sensation. Period, he denied any weakness or numbness. Period. Upon physical exam, he had intact strength and sensation in the upper and lower extremities. Period, reflexes were also intact. Period, he did undergo lumbar spine x-rays that showed degenerative changes worse at L4-5. Period, he was diagnosed with a lumbar strain for which he was treated and released. Period. The formal x-ray report indicates mild multi-level disc space narrowing with productive changes from L1 through L4 with large osteophytes along with moderate to severe multi-level facet disease. Period. New paragraph, he then came into the care of WorkNet, who continued him on conservative measures. Period, he followed up on 6-20-22, still with left lower extremity, ridiculous symptoms and numbness. Period, he was referred for an urgent MRI of the lumbar spine, where this was done on 7-7-22 to be inserted here. Mr. Timms followed up at WorkNet on 6-23-22 to review these results. Period, it was noted he had 15 sessions of physical therapy from a work-related injury in May of 2021. Period. He had an MRI at that time and was referred to an orthopedic surgeon. Pretty recently underwent a lumbar MRI on 5-21-21 to be inserted here as marked from their first page. Period, he was diagnosed with a lumbar sprain and again was referred for an MRI. Period, he continues to be seen at WorkNet. And on 7-18-22, they referenced the lumbar MRI from 7-7-22. Period. It found concentric disc bulging contacting the exiting nerve root at the L2-3, L3-4. L4-5 and L5-S1 levels. Period, the finding at this level does not appear significantly changed as compared to the prior study. Period. At their final visit on 8-2-22, he was scheduled to see orthopedics on 8-12-22. Period. Please go back to the MRI from 7-7-22 and indicate this MRI was repaired to a previous MRI of 5-20-21. Period. New paragraph. He then came into the pain management care of Dr. Josephson on 9-16-22. Period. his assessment was lumbar radiculopathy and lumbar herniated disc, period. They discussed treatment options, and he accepted gabapentin, period. He ended up having an epidural injection, but on 10/28/22, reported it failed to give him any relief, even in the short term, period. Accordingly, Dr. Josephson did not think a second injection was worthwhile. Period. He was going to go back to the spine surgeon named Dr. Kirshner. Period. The paragraph, he did see Dr. Kirshner on 11/15/22. Period. He made several comments that will be inserted as marked from his first page. He then noted the diagnostic MRIs from 5/20/21 and 7/7/22, both to be inserted here. Pretty wrote the L4-5 herniated disc is a new finding compared to the prior lumbar MRI. Period. Dr. Kirshner also captured his history that was put together in a summary on a subsequent page that will also be inserted here as marked, period. Dr. Kirshner recommended left L4-5 laminectomy and discectomy, to which the examinee was agreeable, period. New paragraph on 1/9/23, surgery was done, to be inserted here. Pretty followed up postoperatively on 2/3/23 for his first preoperative visit. Pretty, the pain going down the left leg is no longer present, but he still has numbness in the left foot and ankle. Pretty, he also reported on 1/20/23 he fell due to weakness in his left leg. Pretty, the pain in his lower back increased after the fall, but has since dissipated. Period, he has no lasting pain from the fall. Period, overall, he felt he was getting better than he was compared to before the surgery. Period. Mr. Timms participated in physical therapy. Period. He saw Dr. Kirshner regularly through 2/3/23. When he cleared him for light duty with restrictions, period. Dr. Kirshner noted the results of an FCE done at Strive on 6/13/23 within his progress note of the same date. Period, it stated he put forth full effort and was able to perform 100% of the physical demands of his job as a coater, C-O-A-T-E-R, operator. Period. He was thus discharged at maximum medical improvement within the parameters set forth by the FCE. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the left CMC joint, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed pes planus and bow-legged deformities bilaterally. Period, there was healed portal scarring about the right knee. Period, there was open linear scarring about the left hip, measuring 8 inches in length, consistent with his arthroplasty. Period, motion of the hips was full in all spheres, but elicited right-sided low back tenderness. Period, motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Measure muscle testing was 4-5 for resisted left extensor hallucis longus strength, and 3+/5 for plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a broad gait with no antalgia or drop foot. Period, he did not use a handheld assistive device. Period, he was unable to walk on his heels and had difficulty walking on his toes. Petty changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Petty inspection revealed a midline heel longitudinal scar measuring 1 inch in length with preserved left outer curve. Petty sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion but actively flexed to 45 degrees, comma, extended 10 degrees, comma, side bent right 10 degrees and left 15 degrees with bilateral rotation full to 45 degrees. Petty had superficial tenderness in the midline running the length of L1 through L5, incorporating his scar. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 70 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Petty had positive bilateral reverse flip maneuvers for symptomatic education. Petty also had a markedly positive trunk torsion, comma, axial loading, comma, and Hoover test for symptom activation. Period, their section is normal. Impressions. Darren Timms claims to have injured his lower back at work on 6/14/22. Period, he was seen at the emergency room the following day when they quickly ascertained he had a history of chronic back pain and arthritis. Period, lumbar spine x-ray showed degenerative changes. Petty then was seen at WorkNet, who treated him conservatively. Petty remained symptomatic and had a lumbar MRI on 7/7/22. That was compared to a study of 2021. Both of those will be inserted here. He also was seen by pain specialist Dr. Josephson, but did not have much success with epidural injection. His treatment culminated in surgery by Dr. Kirshner on 1/9/23 to be inserted here. Petty did well postoperatively and participated in an FCE. Period, this found he was capable of completing 100% of the job tasks of his position with the insured. Period, new paragraph, the current examination, Mr. Timms found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period, seated straight leg raise maneuvers did not elicit any low back or radicular complaints at 90 degrees. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back tenderness at obtuse angles with no radicular complaints. Petty had several signs of symptom activation, including bilateral reverse flip, comma, axial loading, comma, trunk torsion, comma, Hoover, comma, and superficial tenderness in the midline. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, regardless of cause. Period, I'll apportion 7.5% of this to the pre-existing chronic condition of his lower back, and the balance to the incident of 6/14/22. Period. He has been able to return to full duty with the insured. Period. He indicates he works with a team of three, and they rotate positions, one of which is harder than the other two. Period. And